Our next story focuses on the northeastern corner of Mozambique, where a local Islamic insurgency is growing in intensity and brutality. A warning, there will be descriptions of graphic violence. Cabo Delgado is one of the poorest regions in Mozambique and was largely ignored by the central government until large reserves of oil and gas were discovered offshore. As international oil companies have moved into the area, fighters have stepped up their attacks, terrorizing villagers, burning homes, destroying farms, and publicly beheading women and children. But the government of Mozambique, in trying to put down the movement, is also implicated in the violence. Aid groups estimate that 500,000 people have fled their homes and are in urgent need of aid. Journalists are not usually granted access to the area, but Neha Wadekar accompanied an aid group to Cabo Delgado last November and was able to speak to survivors. She joins us now. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What did they tell you?
I mean, the stories are heartbreaking. We spoke with a 10-year-old girl named Maria, and she remembers the day that the attackers came into her village. They started burning houses down. They started looting. Maria was separated from her family during the violence, and she told me that the attackers forced her and the other villagers to sit and watch as they beheaded people that they had grown up with, people that they knew. After she fled into the forest, and her foot got caught in an animal trap, like a hunting snare. Eventually, she was rescued, and she was carried to Pemba, which is a southern city in the Cabo Delgado province. And Maria recovered from her wounds, and she also had malaria in the local hospital. And that was when she discovered that both her mother and her father had been beheaded in that attack. You know, that's just one of the many, many stories that I heard while I was there, all of them with the same level of brutal and senseless violence.
Who are the attackers? Or is there one answer to that?
There are many answers to that, but I will try to give a general overview of how this developed from what we know. Outsiders, the countries that have been named have been Kenya, Tanzania, and others. So outside influences came into the country and started preaching against the version of Islam that was practiced in Cabo Delgado at the time. And they began preaching, radicalizing in the mosques up there. And I spoke with some civil society leaders who told me that, you know, there were folks in these mosques who told the government, something is going on here, something is going wrong, and that these concerns were just not addressed urgently by the government. And so what ended up happening is that you have a local population, primarily young men, primarily unemployed, who hear this radical version of Islam, and that's how people say that this started. And then, if you fast track it a few years, in 2019, ISIS, the Islamic State, claimed credit for its first attack. And that really changed the dynamics. This went from being a kind of local issue of violence by, you know, citizens who were unhappy or felt left out or left behind, to becoming really an international geopolitical problem. And, you know, that brings us up to where we are today. Just this week, the United States government has classified the Islamic State, ISIS Mozambique, as a terrorist organization.
How could that change the dynamics, do you think?
Well, you know, the Islamic State, people respond to that. You know, we all remember what happened in Syria and in Iraq with the caliphate that was established there. So the Islamic State is trying to reestablish itself. Africa is one of the places that it's doing that. And there are different, you know, sort of affiliates of the Islamic State that are popping up in different parts of the continent.
Amnesty International issued a report this month that says they've been able to independently verify that the Mozambican military and government-hired mercenaries have also committed brutality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the tragedy here is that the civilians, the people who live there, are really facing violence from different directions. First, you have the militant groups or the newly designated Islamic State Mozambique, who are committing gross atrocities against the local population. But then, you know, the real tragedy here is that the people who are supposed to protect them, the government, the police forces and the security forces of the government, have also been accused. And these accusations were confirmed by Amnesty International in their report of human rights violations.
And the way you describe it, nothing that resembles a peace process, nothing that resembles a way out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Neha Wadekar, her article on the killings in Mozambique appeared in the Daily Beast. Thank you very much for your good work.
Thank you so much for having me.